Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. She rose to fame with her multi-platinum debut album, The Soul Sessions, when she was only 16 years old. She lives in Devon in the UK, but is currently in Nashville working on a brand new album with Dave Stewart. And for the record, Colour Me Free is one of my favourite albums. Last time we met, it was a bit surreal to say the least, but I'm so pleased she's flying Alan Air. It's Joss Stone. Hiya, Joss.
This is the final boarding call for passenger Joss Stone. I repeat, this is the final boarding call, Joss Stone. Thank you.
You look really comfy there. Is that your house?
Yes, this is my house. It's me little snug.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah. I'm just looked... I'm wearing a brown hoodie for those people listening in. I look like a fat monk.
No, you don't look like a fat monk.
And this looks like actually folds of skin. But anyway...
You look very warm and cosy and delicious.
Thank you. I've never been called delicious in my life, but I love you for that. Now, listen, the last time we met, it was so surreal.
Yes.
I was wearing a lovely suit and you were dressed as a sausage and chips.
Yes, I know. What a weird day that was.
But what it's a fantastic so show. I love that show.
Isn't it good? I think it's brilliant. I want a permanent job. I would do I'll be the tea lady on that thing. I absolutely love it. Just awesome.
We're, of course, talking about The Masked Singer, but people don't really realise I was on the panel and you won it as that. Did I guess it was you?
I don't think you did. No, did you say Adele? I think you said something. You said a name of a singer that was like an awesome compliment, but it wasn't me.
Oh, well, that is a compliment.
That is,
it?
I know.
Did you get any comments that maybe you weren't so thrilled about? Did anyone say maybe Sunita?
No, I don't think so. Most of the people I didn't know, so I had to Google them. And I was a little bit nervous when I was typing it into Google, like, please let this person be a good singer. And luckily they were. It was Solomon, Stacey Solomon and Sheridan Smith. That came up a lot. And I thought, okay, these girls, please God, let them be good. And they're great. So thank goodness for that.
But you know what? I mean, I've got a friend, Martine McCutcheon, and I've been talking to her. She never told me she was on The Masked Singer. And then when she whisks that swan head off, I was straight on the phone. I thought, you lying cow, you never told me. But she said it was so hot, but you were pregnant under there.
I know, it was. It was so hot in those costumes, and they were very heavy. And I think, okay, next time I get pregnant, I'm just going to avoid wearing heavy suits.
Yeah.
But I didn't realise what was going to happen to my body. I didn't know that all my organs were going to be squashed and my lungs were going to be squashed and putting on a T-shirt was going to be like a feat, you know. So when I had to wear those chips, it was extra. It was extra.
And just for the record, you were pregnant before you went in there. It wasn't the sausage that impregnated you.
No. No, it wasn't the sausage that... Well, not that sausage, no.
Now, I'm in rainy London and you're in Nashville.
I'm in rainy Tennessee today.
Is it rainy? I've always wanted to go. Tell me in a few sentences what it's like, because you expect people to wear cowboy boots and be spitting in spittoons, but actually, isn't it called the Athens of the South? Hasn't it got a real rich educational thing as well?
Well, we did go to, where did we go? We went somewhere in Hermitage. It was to learn about one of the presidents. Oh gosh, now I can't remember the name. But so there is a history and now I can't remember it. There is, of course, history all over America, but it's kind of young baby history. But, you know, those cowboy boots, they do exist. And people are like in the movies. They're kind of everything is yes, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. People don't swear like at all. I was getting my lashes done the other day and the lady was trying to give me some tips on how to not offend people here. And she said, you know, your accent, it kind of lets you get away with swearing, but it's actually really, people really, really don't like it. And there's a church like every 10 yards.
Yeah.
You know, it really is like being in a movie. I quite like it.
And what are you doing there? Are you recording? Because your new single, Walk With Me, that's out 2nd of April.
Yeah.
Do you know what? It's so lovely hearing your voice again.
Oh, thank you.
Because you know Colour Me Free. You know Colour Me Free is one of my all-time favourite albums. Do you know that?
Is it really?
I love it.
Dale May,
Lady. Oh, I love it. Free Me, Bring It On. So to hear you sing again, even dressed as a sausage, was an absolute treat.
Oh my goodness me. Honestly, music is fun. It helps us get through all sorts of silliness. And
so what are you doing in Nashville? Are you doing, is it true you're doing an album with Dave Stewart? Is that right?
Yeah. So I came here. The Walk With Me song was kind of just a one-off that I thought would be nice to put out right now because I thought we needed a little bit of unifying. And that was the concept of that song. So I thought, yeah, this might be a little vibe right now. So we popped it out. But I went over to write some music for a play, Time Traveler's Wife, with Dave. He was living and is actually, he's moved. He's mad. He's moved to a tiny little island in the middle of nowhere in the Bahamas. But it's not like on Nassau. It's like literally 3 miles long in the middle of nothing. So that's fun. So Dave was like, pop over and we'll write this play. So we did. But on the last 3 days we were there and he was like, well, let's just write some other bits and bobs. So we ended up writing a scratch for pretty much every song on this new album that I recorded here in Nashville. And as I'm here, I thought, well, I've got to live somewhere now because I'm about to have a baby and I haven't lived anywhere really for a long time. And Cody was like, yeah, he hasn't lived anywhere either. So we just kind of thought, this is nice. Let's stay here for a bit.
Oh, how lovely is that? That's yeah, so sweet.
So and we've been here for 4 months and now, you know, we've got this baby, which is lovely.
Yeah.
And we've got this album and we've got this house and it's just all really quite fun. It's all new. Everything's new.
Well, listen, stay over there because there's nothing happening here. It is so grim over here. And I'm so pleased someone's happy because I'm bored off of my tits.
Oh, no, you should come over and visit. We'll have a laugh.
I can't, love. I can't.
Why?
Well, I haven't had me jabs, have I?
Oh, you got to have your jabs, love.
I've got to have
your jabs
because I look so young.
Literally,
because I look so young. No one's what?
I just booked my vaccine.
Oh.
I'm so excited. So I got a letter. I got a message. I've got this little app. It's healthcare over here is totally different, obviously. And you get this little app, and they text you when you need to like sort your life out.
I'm still waiting for that text.
Yeah. Yes.
My life is a mess.
We need these messages. I mean, they text you over here if there's like too much rain.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh my God, there's a flood. Alert, alert, alert. And your phone starts like freaking out. So
and you can't swear because it's illegal over there.
Yeah. But I'm excited because I've got my vaccine now and I feel like, oh. And I wonder why, because I'm not like an OAP. I thought all of the older people were first, but apparently maybe women that had babies. I'm not quite sure what the rules are now.
Well, I'm just pissed off. I mean, I know I look young, but...
You do, darling.
Oh, thank you, darling.
You do.
My mum's friend said to me, do you know what? You don't get creases on a balloon, Alan. And I went, oh, thank you. And then it was only when I left the house I realised how cheeky that was.
You don't get creases on a balloon.
Yeah, I think she was saying politely that. I had a round face. But anyway.
Oh, right. Oh, my goodness, no.
I've got to ask you, this Walk With Me, I've heard the single version, then I've heard the one you recorded at the, is it Blackbird Studios?
Oh, yeah, that was a live version, yeah.
Yeah, the live version. Oh, yeah, my God. As a singer, do you feel when you're travelling,
Yeah.
Do you get the vibes like I don't even know if you've been, I don't know where this question's going. I don't even know if you've been to Memphis or Muscle Shoals or anything like that. But do you get the vibe? Do you get a vibe in Nashville? Do you think this is it the place that makes great music, or is it because I don't know?
Do you know what? That's a really great question, and I thought about this when we recorded in Abbey Road ages ago. This is years and years and years ago, right? Like, oh, I must have been young. And I remember them saying, you know, the walls, it's the place that history has been made. And, you know, if you record in the same room that the Beatles recorded, then surely you'll make the most amazing record. What a load of shit. It's just not true, is it? It's got to be the artist. It can't be the room or the fields outside or the, you know, I just think that's crazy. It doesn't make any logical sense.
No, I know, but you like to think, don't you? Little bit.
But it is nice. It's nice to have stories, isn't it?
Oh, of course, of course.
It's nice to chat. Good to talk.
This is your captain speaking. Cabin crew, please take your seats, ready for takeoff.
Now, this is a travel podcast. Now, when artists do a tour, they might do a few nights at Hammersmith Apollo or Birmingham. Now, you did a proper world tour, didn't you? You went everywhere. Now, the only place, that's right, that didn't let you in, is it right? Is it Iran?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I think it's my boobs.
Okay.
Honestly, yeah. It was that. So what happened was I played every country. It took like roughly 6 years. And I remember, honestly, Alan, I got off the plane and I put one foot on the ground in Kish, Iran. And I thought, this cannot be it. I don't know why. I just had a feeling. How can it be so easy, really? I know it took 6 years and it was hard, but actually, we played every country with... It was all right. You know, we went to Libya, we went to Syria.
I mean, Syria?
We went to North Korea.
What was that like? What was Syria like?
Oh, Syria was interesting. Musically, it was totally interesting because the people that we were working with and singing with, we made it up on the spot, so there was no planned gig, which is quite fun. So we had to go down the road of where we were staying. It felt dodgy, of course, you know, because it's a difficult place to be. And we had to ask the people that ran the arts centre if it was okay for us to play and try to explain it. So we went into this room, and they were so lovely, so welcoming. But of course, they couldn't understand anything I was saying and I couldn't understand anything they were saying. And my friend Sangar, who helped us get in, he was trying to translate. And then the translation just stopped. And I sat there for about an hour and a half listening to just words. And I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know whether I was allowed to sing, not allowed to sing. It was really crazy. And the music was very... completely different. So when I sang, I think they almost laughed. They were like, what is this music?
You weren't dressed as a sausage again, was you?
You what?
You weren't dressed as the sausage again, was you?
No, but maybe that would have worked better. Sometimes I think if I take the sausage outfit, I will have a better reaction. Because I think I just freaked them out.
Oh.
What is this blonde girl doing here? Yeah. And then we had a chat with this lady from like the fighters that fight ISIS. She comes in afterwards and she's like, thank you so much for supporting our cause. But Alan, I didn't know what she was talking about.
Oh, well, it's okay.
So I was like, what do you mean? And Paul, a friend of mine, had just finished telling me that that's like a terrorist group and they're, you know... they're like at war. And I was like, I don't know enough about this.
No.
All I do is sing. So me, foolish little girl, I just want to sing. That's my job.
Yeah,
that is
of
literally
course.
It. I'm
yeah.
just trying not to leave any country out. And after about half an hour, she was like, she looked a little bit angry at first. And then all of a sudden, all of the upset disappeared from her face. And she went, oh, So you're just literally here to sing, just to make music? And I said, yeah. She goes, oh my goodness, so sweet. It was lovely. And then she softened.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my God, if that was the reason why I came here, just for that one moment with that one woman,
yeah,
it was worth all of it.
Because those poor Syrians, they have been to hell and back, that poor country.
Literally, and they're still in it.
Yeah, and still going on. People, well, COVID sort of taken the attention away from it, and it's absolutely horrific. I mean, I don't know if you've seen that documentary, The White Helmets. Oh, my God. Oh, heartbreaking, heartbreaking.
I haven't seen it. It's awful, you know, and we talk a lot about, oh, I don't know, President Trump or... what Boris is up to? What's Harry up to? What's, well, what about what's going on over there?
I know, I know.
People don't really, they get bored of talking about it, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
But they're still there. And guess what? They're still singing. They're still dancing. They're still falling in love with each other. They're still having a laugh.
Yeah,
literally, in a world of madness that we do not understand. And they are still smiling. It's kind of beautiful, really.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. Mm. Now, listen, so you went, so why didn't you go into Iran? They just didn't, because your boobs.
Because I'm a woman.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so I mean, it was
like
really
I agree
sad.
With it. Oh, I get it now.
Yeah, it makes sense, doesn't it? It makes sense, of course.
Hello.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm a woman. How foolish of me to think that I could come and perform. So we were on a blacklist.
Oh, right.
And I think, so when we got to the immigration hall, I was kind of like shaking in my boots a little bit. We start walking towards the little, the booth where the chap sat. And Leon's got his guitar and Harry's there with his cameras. And then there's me. So it's just us and Paul, who has a bounty on his head for some scary reason. That's another story. That's a drama. So anyway, we get there and the guy goes, oh, I'm sorry. It seems that you're on a blacklist. And I'm thinking, why? How? I haven't done anything wrong. and then I'm thinking, but I'm in Iran. I don't know if this is the right place to be on a blacklist. So then we're sat there for hours and hours. And the chappie took us in to this room. Now, most countries where you have to cover your head, in my experience of those places, you don't get separated from your male counterpart, as it were, because they're like your chaperone in a way. And if somebody is to separate you, I don't think that's a good sign.
No.
No. So the guy comes in and he's like, I want to talk to you. And he points at me and I said, can I bring my brother? And he said, no. And I thought, oh, this isn't good. I immediately feel like scared now. And we go into the room. There's a translator. I will tell you, they were the nicest people. They were so lovely, like so welcoming. They were almost in tears when they told me to go. It was like really sweet. So the guy's talking to me and he's like, right, so what do you do and why are you here? And I said, well, you know, I just want to play a gig in every country in the world. I'm just trying not to leave any country out because I feel like that's the right thing to do. And they're like, yeah, right, whatever. And they start kind of questioning it. And I'm like, no, look, I promise you. I'm going online saying, no, I am. I literally just do that. But I understand I'm not allowed to sing publicly here because that's the law. So I'm not going to sing publicly, just like in Saudi. I didn't sing publicly. I sang privately because that way no one gets arrested. Anyway, so they did believe me because they knew all the answers and they were just tricking me. And he goes, yeah, I know. I said, well, why did you ask me all this stuff for an hour? I've been terrified. And he's like, I was just checking, making sure you weren't going to lie. I'm like, oh, my God. So then he goes, oh, I'll do my best. He walks out. I never see him ever again. And this other chap goes, I'm ever so sorry, but we're going to have to deport you on the next plane out. And I said to him, okay, I know that you can change this because you're the man with the plan and you have the computer. And that's really what this is about. This is a computer says no situation. And he was like, yeah, but I can't. And I said, okay, well, I just want you to know that This was all through translator. So I said to the guy, I need you to translate something for him word for word, what I say. And he said, okay. I go, please tell him that when he goes home tonight and has his cup of tea before he goes to bed, that he, if he does not let me play this last gig, that he will break my heart into a million pieces. And I saw him tell him that story. I regret that so much because that poor man, he almost cried. He was like, I'm so sorry.
Please come back.
Oh, I felt terrible. Terrible. And then we had a police escort take us to our hotel, which was very sweet. And then we were off the next day out to Dubai.
Because, you know, there was a man who has travelled to every country in the world. And he, when he was asked who were the nicest people, he said Iranians. He said were lovely.
They're so welcoming.
He said he didn't have to pay for a meal. Please eat with us. Come to our house. It's one of those places I'd love to go to. I'm the mosques and everything.
As an English person, you can go to a place called Kish, which is the place we tried to go to. And you can go with your fingerprint. You don't need a visa or anything. Your fingerprint is your visa. So that's something a lot of people don't know. So you can just go with your passport and you just do the old fingerprint and you say, I'm coming here for a holiday.
Oh,
literally,
right.
That's it. Yeah.
Well, don't be messing about with me and I go to Kish.
Oh, I'll come and get you. We'll be on the blacklist together.
My finger. I've got my bag packed. I just want a chilled holiday.
It sounds mad, doesn't it? Yeah, maybe look into that.
Yes.
Because it didn't work for me.
I might speak to Thomas Cook before I take your advice.
you'll be fine. Just don't take your bra and wear it on the outside.
I'll try not
to. They don't like that.
We've got to talk about things nearer to home now. Now, listen, I know you're born in Devon. Everyone knows that. Tell me a Devonshire gem that no one knows about. It can be a pub, it can be a bay, it can be an area.
Oh, that's a nice thing. Okay, so the Colm Valley Inn, that's the gem. That's my local pub that I just love. And it's right there on the little river. You can have a nice drink outside. You can sit on the grass by the water, or you can sit on the little picnic tables or go inside. I mean, I grew up there. You know, we used to be able to smoke inside. That was fun. It's the kind of pub where if you were to swear, there would be like a little swear jar, but you could stay there all night and get absolutely rat-arsed. Yeah, it's old. It was old school, but I think it's changed hands now, but it's still so lovely and the food is really good.
And do you get involved in all that Devonshire thing about which, and the scones, do you put the cream on first or jam? Or are you a bit above that now? You still get involved? That corn,
cream,
that beef.
Cream has to go first.
Okay, all right, I need to...
Like, why would anybody do it another way round? I just don't understand this. And do you know what? I was watching The Crown the other day.
Yes.
Have you seen that?
I love The Crown. Love The Crown.
So there's a scene where the Queen is making scones. She's like, not making them, obviously. So it's not.
Yeah, she's not Aunt Bessie.
But she's, she's there slaving away in the kitchen.
Charles, come and get your
sweat
scone
from her brow. No. She's there and she's having a chat with an American lady. I think it's like the wife of the president at the time. And they're not getting along very well. And she's kind of angrily making this scone. So she puts the cream on first. And then she puts the jam on. Okay. So that's it. It's settled. The Queen has spoken. It is done, people.
So are you a big fan of The Crown? Because I want to be in the future. I want to be Paul Burrell.
Oh, yes.
You know, the butler who's friends with Diana. It would be my dream to get that role.
Oh, my goodness. So hang on, is that the butler that was friends with Diana? Does he know all the stories?
Yes, he's the one who pops up on all the documentaries and says, oh, Diana told me this, Diana told me that. Whenever you mention Diana, he pops up. Now I've mentioned him, he'd probably pop up from behind this sofa. He's always got a Diana story.
Brilliant.
I know.
Brilliant. I watched a documentary on her the other day and it was her voice. It was her telling the story. I think it was called something.
It's on
like
Netflix, Diana in her own words. I've seen it.
Yes, isn't it good?
You've watched The Crown and the algorithms are kicked in and now it's sending you everything to do with the royal family.
I know. Our mind is not our own anymore.
I know.
It's listening to us.
And then you watch isn't that thing on about the social, what's it called? The social network thing. And it says, oh, these algorithms. And then you're thinking, yes, Netflix bloody told me.
Do you know what? I actually like it. I like that it listens to me. Isn't that awful? I feel like I don't want to have to remember that I need to get some chips. I'll just say into my phone, oh, I've got to get some chips. And then later on, it will remind me because it will just pop up.
Yes. Yeah, I sort of see what you mean.
I think if you're a criminal, obviously, it's not good.
No.
But if you're just trying to buy a Tina Turner album, it's actually really good.
Well, listen, I see what you're saying, but it still freaks me out when I go, oh, my God, I'm so tired. And the next thing you know, there's a Starbucks advert on your phone. That freaks me out because what else have they been bloody listening to? Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I like your chips analogy, but I think it could go wrong very quickly.
It can go wrong. Yeah, that's so true, isn't it? It's like having a robot friend.
Yes, yeah.
Would you have a robot in the house?
No, I'm a bit paranoid. I couldn't, no.
No.
I know I sound like a robot. I mean, my voice...
You don't sound like a robot.
Listen, can I say, I nearly crashed my car with my hands free. Mum, trying to speak to my mum on the phone. Mark, Morris, Mum, Mary, Mum. I just gave up in the end.
Oh, how annoying. I have to put on an accent here because I've got my my little Siri.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a little pod and it plays music. And I'll be like, hey, Siri, play, I don't know, Etta James. And it will not understand me. And I've actually changed the accent of Siri. Oh, look. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
It's playing Call Me by Aretha Franklin. Oh, yes. Thank you, Siri. Be quiet. Okay. So sometimes I have to change the accent to like a really strong American accent. Be like, hey, Siri, can you like play Aretha?
Awesome.
Awesome. Play something awesome, Siri. And then all of a sudden it understands me. It's really funny.
Now, let's talk about going on holiday when you were a teenager, holiday romances. Now, we know you're a lover, not a fighter. You must have broken a few Greek waiters' hearts or some Spanish little
boys. You know
boys.
What?
Tell
so
me.
Funny you mentioned this. So there was this chap in Turkey. So I went on holiday in Turkey when I was like 14. And this guy... I don't know how old he was. Too old for me, for sure. And, you know, I think he was a waiter there. Yeah, I'm sure he was. And it was so funny because he was like flirting with me. And of course, I'm 14, so I don't know what to do. And I'm like, oh my God, he's so handsome. And he's like 27 or something awful. And I remember he walked up to the table with my whole family having breakfast. And he asked my dad, how polite, he asked my dad if he could take me on a date. And my dad almost punched him in the face. He was like, no, get away from this table and get away from my daughter. But his name was Firat. And he was my pen pal for a little bit after that.
Oh, that's nice. You didn't just leave him cold. You sort of like...
No.
Oh,
yeah, I used to write to him. It was really cute. And then I kept his letters. I can't find them now. Maybe one day they'll just turn up. Yeah. Oh, Firat.
Oh. Ask Siri
nice
to
memory.
Find them. Siri, find me Firat. Is it Firat or Ferret?
Hey, Siri, find me those letters.
Now, you know, obviously...
Look, he's listening. He's literally chiming into our conversation. Oh, God.
This is your captain speaking. We have hit a patch of turbulence, but don't worry, I promise smoother ride ahead.
What do you like? Because you're vegetarian. What are you like when you were going around the world trying to get vegetarian food? Was there anywhere that was like no? Because some people we went to Tunisia and I went to Tunisia with my friend Hayley, who's a vegetarian, and asking them like for another goat curry without the goat, and then they bring it back, and you can see where they've just scraped the bits of goat out, and you're like, that's not what we were really asking.
That's
for.
Not what we meant.
No.
If you say I'm vegetarian, actually in France this happens a lot. Surprisingly, it's only across the water. They'll give you chicken. It's like that's not vegetarian, but they're like, no, but it's chicken. What do you mean? It's not meat. It's chicken. Like, there's definitely meat, but okay. You don't want to offend either, but geez. I remember we were in Chad, and I don't know what it was. I was trying to explain to the chap that I'm happy to just have vegetables. I don't mind. But he could only really understand that we wanted a vegetarian pizza. So he gave us a carrot pizza. And that is what we ate for 3 days. Breakfast, lunch and dinner. Pizza. Carrot pizza.
What's carrot and pizza thought, taste wow. like?
Well, the first
Don't
time
say
was
carrot.
A rough time. Yeah. But on the third day, I was like, I am feeling this carrot pizza. It's actually okay. Yep. I got some chips out of him in the end as well.
Oh, that's
that was all right.
Because you're vegetarian, you can always have chips. I mean, every country does
exactly.
chips. Or a pack of crisps. What are you moaning about?
Exactly. It's fine. No drama.
Now, does Joss Stone complain when she's on holiday? I mean, have you ever, like, said, come on, like about hotel room or anything? I'm not trying to stitch you up or anything. I'm just asking, you know, you don't have to say what it is.
I don't think I've complained about anything like that. I might complain if someone's like, rude.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Like if there's any kind of, I guess if someone's mean, then I'll be like, no, don't be mean. And I'll take the time and sit them down. I'm terrible. I'd be like, let's discuss this.
You like Judge
we don't
Judy.
Need to go there.
You like Judge Judy. Firm but fair.
Yeah. I am firm but fair. Yes. But no, if it's like a dodgy, if it's a dodgy room or whatever, I mean, I'm so used to that now. I kind of just think, well, at least they're trying. It's all right, long as it's clean. But if it's holiday, you want it to be nice, don't you?
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's nothing wrong in complaining because some of these hotels cost a fortune and everything. Mm. So, yeah,
I know. And do you know what? There was one place we went in. Where's that place with really, really blue water that everyone goes on holiday? And all the islands, you can drink alcohol on it, but the main one you can't because it's Muslim.
Is it Lombok?
Is it Mauritius? It's not Mauritius.
Maldives,
thank you. Yes.
Yes.
That was like a quiz.
Yeah, I know. What if I won? A carrot pizza.
And Harry and his girlfriend, they had bed bugs and they had bites all over them. But it was literally the most posh. I couldn't believe how beautiful this hotel was. But they had bed bugs and they were like, oh, should we say anything? Yes.
Yes, you should.
Yes, when you're being eaten alive.
Oh.
Definitely. So in the end they did and they swapped out the mattress. But at that point they were already covered,
I know. Bed bugs. Oh. No excuse for bed bugs. That's disgusting.
It is. It's not clean. I don't mind when things are like a bit rough and ready. Maybe the window doesn't work or something.
Yeah. But bed bugs, that's something else.
But anything dirty is not right, is it?
No. That's going to seriously affect your tan if you've covered it. I'm being really shallow now, but that's going to affect your tan around like the scabies.
Yeah, you're going to have little holes in the tan.
Craters.
That's terrible. What's the point in going on holiday? I mean, for goodness sake, it's useless.
This is your captain speaking. We are on our final approach to our destination. Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
Now, Joss, the plane... Now, because you know we're pretending to be on a plane. The plane is about to land now.
God. Get my praying beads
and out. I've got this ridiculous quick-fire question that just doesn't make any sense, but it's just quick-fire.
Right.
Oh, this is a question. Before we go in the quick-fire, I've got to ask you... And I know what I find down in like Devon and Cornwall, you love the sea. Now, one of the questions is, are you a pool person or a sea? But I bet you're a sea, aren't you?
I'm a sea.
Do you just go straight in?
I don't like being cold.
Oh.
So I really hate being cold. So I have to be baking hot before I get in the sea. Oh. But I do like it. It's fun. It's more fun in the sea because you've got the waves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And in
yeah.
the pool, it's like, I'm just cold. Why am I in here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
I
not
sort
fun.
Of see what you get. Yeah, no, it's just anyway, I've got friends in Cornwall and stuff and some in Devon and they're just like, hey, we're getting up now. It's 6 a.m. There's a wave coming. You're like, yay, no. good for you. And then it's yeah. freezing.
I'll
and
see
they're
you later.
Just, yeah, yeah, and they're just jumping in. I'm like, what the, yeah. Right, okay, here we go. Oh, this question's rubbish for you. Chicken or beef? Nothing.
Tofurkey? You sound like when I go to France.
Do you want a panini?
Vegetarian. Okay. Legumes.
Okay. Street food or a la carte?
Oh, street food.
Taxi or tuk-tuk?
Tuk-tuk.
Nudist or not on your Nelly?
Not on your Nelly.
Oh, come off it.
I don't want to be nude in front of everyone. I'm too shy.
Okay. mint tea or mojito?
Oh, mint tea.
Desert or ocean?
Ocean.
I can be deep. I can be deep.
You can. It's very deep, these questions.
Yeah, thank you. And we've landed. You've arrived at your destination, Joss. Thank you so much for flying Alan Air. You've been a wonderful passenger.
Oh, thank you. It's been lovely. Thank you for the free champagne.
Oh, yeah, and the complimentary nuts. Thank you.
Thank you for flying Alan Air.
Oh, I love Joss. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me. And I can't wait to hear that album. If you love the podcast, why not subscribe and leave a fantastic rating? If you didn't like it, why are you still here? Just go away.